You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:45pm with Ollie Pimlott, James Millman and John Budden in the studio. We've got two jumps meetings on the domestic front with action from Wetherby and Wincanton, and a good card over in Ireland on the flat as well from Navan, a card that includes a couple of listed races there. So do tune in for all of that. Right now though, my name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Hi, mate. Yeah, I'm good. All good.
Good, man. Been up too much?
Coming down off a massive high from last week, and Liverpool game in the week just completely finished me off.
Yes. Yeah. What a week you've had, yeah.
Oh, just
back,
yeah.
The national winner and then.
Yeah, incredible. I didn't think I could get to the sort of euphoria that I had last Saturday, but must have been watching that game in Anfield the other night. That was right up there with the Istanbul game. It was just extraordinary stuff.
Something about Liverpool and European comebacks.
I know. And let's hope they can carry that forward, because it'd be a real shame, having done the hard work, to then go out in the semis, or if they get to the final, lose in the final.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Only now, if they win it, will that become a worthwhile exercise.
Folklore.
Yeah.
With regards to the racing, Andy, obviously we've had the start of the flat season, really, with Newmarket and... it's supposed to be Newbury this week. We've also got we've had the Scottish Grand National meeting. We've got a great meeting coming up in Punchestown in a few weeks. Good time of year.
It is, yeah. It's a good mix, isn't it, now? The start of the flat season, everyone's getting geared up for that. But we shouldn't forget our jumpers. You know, we've got a good 2-day card at Sandown, flat and jumps next week, and Punchestown the week after as well, which, of course, I'll be attending. It should be good fun.
Mm. We might even see Sprinter Sakura at Sandown as well.
A good clash between him and Undersco, perhaps.
Yeah. Which would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we don't want any sort of short price favourites walkovers. We want competition, and you know, there's a good bit of prize money for that race, and the fact that obviously William Mullins is trying to make sure that he does win the title.
Yeah.
Then you know, he's looking to send all his main players out.
Do you think he will win the title now? Paul Nicholls
nicked
a few quid back, didn't he?
Yeah,
week?
He did, but he's still got the upper hand, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Nicholls needs to win one of these big races. He needs to win the Scottish, or he needs to win the Bet365 next Saturday to have any chance.
Yeah. Makes it interesting, though, going down to
the
wire. So,
it does.
Yeah. And with regards to Punchestown, Andy, you got anything that you're already looking forward to? I mean, 9 of the 11 Grade 1 winners from Aintree have been entered to run there. If most of those turn up, we're going to have a real crack.
We're going to have some good racing, but I'm not sure many of those are going to be great betting mediums, because I think a lot of the hot pots will all turn up and they might scare off the opposition. I think the handicaps of the race is where I'm going to get really heavily involved in.
Yeah.
And trying to side with horses that perhaps haven't had too hard a season, and that their kind of campaigns have been geared around Punchestown.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, let's move on anyway. Well, let's get stuck into Sunday's action. And he's going to look at three races for us at Wetherby and one from Wincanton. And we'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, then we're going to spin through these in time order. So we start in the 2:35 at Wetherby. This one is a Class 4 handicap chase. It's over just short of 2 miles. It's actually close to 1 mile and 7 furlong. Six runners here, Andy. Who'd you like in there?
Not a great deal of confidence behind any of these horses, Mark, given that the ground is going to be on the heavy side. Obviously, they've got an inspection in the morning, so I hope it does go ahead. Quite a few of these want probably better ground. Have you had yours, Clara Native, to mention two? Trust Thomas, although he won 2 starts ago, he's a bit of a funny character. Sometimes doesn't find a great deal off the bridle, so you'd probably not want to be taking him on board. Free World's obviously getting on a bit, so you're left with two, really. Vloxy Fett, who's been in cracking form this winter, winning at mainly smaller pickings, the smaller gaff tracks such as Sedgefield and Catterick, with the greatest respect to those. If this was Sedgefield, you'd really fancy him. If he can translate his form, which is shown on heavy ground over 2 miles there to here, he would have a chance. But I'll probably go with the class horse in the race if he does run. Captain Hox, who ran down in Ballinrobe the other day in a very decent novices chase. It went the way of Von de la Cotte, who's a decent 125 rate horse. And if it wasn't for a couple of notable errors on the way around, I think he would have finished a good deal closer than he did. And that wasn't a bad run from Pat Griffin's charge. And the fact that he's got plenty of form on real heavy ground and he's prepared to come over and run again after just 2 days suggests to me that he's probably the one to be with.
Captain Hox then, the selection for Andy in the 2.35 at Wetherby. Moving to Wincanton next for their 2.55. This one is a Class 3 handicap chase. It's over 2.5 miles. We've got a field of 10 in here, Andy. And I suppose we could start with either Dusky Lark or Ashcott Boy, because they both arrive here on the back of successful runs last time.
They do. Dusky Lark is trained, obviously, by the informed Colin Tizard, whose horses continue to thrive. He's got good form going right-handed. That's a good thing about him. And he was very impressive the last day down in Huntingdon when the ground was obviously on the testing side. He's up £7 in the handicap, but that might not necessarily be enough to stop him. Ashcott Boy, really consistent horse. Well placed as well by Neil Mulholland. I think he's got to be commended the way he's plotted a course with this horse. Not easy to win two or three races, but to win four and still seemingly on the improve, is a real feather in his cap. But the one I quite like actually is right down the foot of the weights, another Colin Tizard horse, Sonny the One Mark. He'll love the ground, the testing the better for this individual. He didn't quite get the 3 miles last time at Exeter when he was sent off favourite in an 8-runner race. That went the way of the man from Manila. But prior to that, he'd run a real Herculean race. I don't know if you remember the race. It was a race that Tom Scudamore was remembered for almost riding bareback all the way through that race. I think he lost his irons down the back straight, didn't he? And he had to try and hang on for dear life. And he was a bit unlucky, therefore, to only get beat in the end by about a length from the Brock again. It was quite a useful horse in his own right. His previous win the time before was a good time figure when he beat Cork Citizen. And he's got some form as well going around Wincanton. So everything looks set fair. Bottom weight, ground in his favour. Trip fine for Sonny the One.
Sonny the One then, Frandy at Wincanton. The 3.45 at Wetherby is where we go next. This one is a Class 3 handicap chase. It's over 3 miles, a field of 8 to go to post here. And quite a good race as well, this staying chase.
Absolutely, yeah. Another very competitive little affair for which you could probably fancy 3 or 4. If you whittled it down to 2, I'd say Streets of Promise would probably be the number one on my list. Having won a couple of races at Newcastle and Towcester, both of those were in small fields. She does like it when she can dominate. She jumps well, mainly, although last time actually did jump to the right at Warwick when chucking away a chance. He actually fell in the end at the last in the back straight. But I do think, class-wise, she's certainly the one to beat here. And the other one to mention is one down the foot of the weights, the inform Oscar from the Mickey Hammond stable. What a season this horse has had. Mickey's had a real good season, and so has this individual. Beat Present Flight last time out at Kelso, Stoneham very strongly. Does travel really well. And, a good test of stamina, which is likely to get here tomorrow. Softest ground with plenty of pace on will definitely suit this horse, who seemingly still well handicapped off a mark of just over the 115 mark. So Streets of Promise would be my number one choice. But quite closely on the heels of that one would be Oscar.
Okay, a couple to consider then in the 3.45 at Wetherby. And we finish off in the 4.50 at Wetherby. This one is a Class 4 handicap chase. It's over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. A field of 8 to go to post here, Andy. We'll start with Crown and Glory, if we may, because an impressive winner at this course last time.
Yeah, wasn't it just? There didn't appear to be any fluke about that performance, the way it moved through the race. Adam Nicol was always in control of the situation, and so was the horse. He just popped away, got there, travelling really well 2 out. Sealed it with a good jump there, went clear on the running to win with any amount in hand. The handicap has actually, I think, been quite lenient with this horse. He's only put it up £8. It could have been a lot worse than that. And, of course, Adam Nicol takes the ride again. Whether we can do that again is obviously open to debate, but he's got plenty of back class as well. I don't think, like I say, it was a total boat out of the blue. Its form last year in similar handicaps were suggesting that the horse was on the upgrade. And there isn't a great deal of opposition that you could be massively strong over. River Purple's probably read a better round Utoxeter. Bonnie's Vino's probably handicapped up to the hilt. Drumlister hasn't really hit the heights since leaving Arthur Moore. So you're only really left with a Drinky Meister and Pay the King as the main dangers. So if you get the right price for Crown and Glory, I think you won't be too far away with him.
Crown and Glory then for Andy in the 450 at Wetherby. As usual, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary. If you'll spin us through your selections for Sunday one more time.
Yeah, test the memory bank. Captain Hox is my first choice in the 235 at Wetherby. Sonny the One in the 255. It's quite a strong choice. Probably the pick of the four, actually, Mark, if I had to nominate one. Streets of Promise just gets the vote over Oscar Oscar in the 345. And then finally, the course winner, Crown and Glory, hopefully will follow up its win here 16 days ago.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Andy Holding on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:45 p.m. Ollie Pimlott, James Millman and John Budden will be the team in the studio. We've got Wetherby and Wincanton on the domestic front and racing over in Ireland from Navan as well. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.